looking good.
Shirt all day?
Half the day.
But it's got an Arizona fucking thing on it.
Yeah, so who fucking cares?
It looks like you picked it out of the garbage.
You gave me the goddamn shirt.
Why do you think I gave it to you, asshole? You think I'd
wear
that fucking thing?
You know I'd
wear
it? That's... I swear to God.
I don't care. You're you. I'm not your father. I mean, if you want to wear it and look like a fucking
I got, like, wacko. Two compliments on it today.
Did you? Yeah. I bet they were from fucking very stately people. Our website fucking crashed and, I'm working on getting all the pictures back up. It works, but there's no pictures. It's all fucked up.
There's no pictures?
No. I mean, God forbid you go look, but Lux is...
I did go on to see it.
Then how would you not know that then, fucker?
Well, that's what I'm questioning. Is like, why would there... Everything else works, but there's
because
no
pictures. I don't know. However, the way the GIFs... I don't know. Ask Luxable, he knows all about this shit. I don't know about computers. That's why I asked that fucking egghead motherfucker to do it for a cigar. But yeah, it'll be up. It'll be like working soon. Cool, this is great being Brandon's.
Is that doggy?
Texting on his phone, hanging out.
I got all these fucking pigs hitting me up, dog.
Oh yeah. Brandon is upset. He's almost like mental asylum obsessed with plenty of fish. He's on it every second of the day.
Nah. Number one, I'm not. I'm on it, and then the chicks text me.
Okay. There's that much texting going on?
Yeah. I got like I got shit going on right now, son.
Cool. Good time to do it. So yeah, Brandon.
I can multitask.
No, you can't. You just stood there and didn't talk for like 3 minutes straight.
That's bullshit.
That's bull true. I just fucking watched you, faggot.
Why is that candle not lit, faggot?
Because it's almost fucking out.
You said faggot, I said faggot, we gotta stop saying
faggot. I don't care, I'm a man, I'll say it. It's like I said, I was born in the 70s, I was a grandfather. I had this fucking guy come in today. You know what, no, I'm not gonna bitch about my work, nobody gives a shit.
Here.
I had a fucking horrible day at work. This fucking guy.
That was a great catch, by the way.
Thanks, Doc. I can't stand this motherfucker, he drove me nuts. He needs every fucking, whatever, no one wants to hear about it. I'm fucking, that goddamn... Sunday night, Brandon, I'm trying to get this candle open. Brandon, the slob, and me went to fucking see Road Hard, Adam Carolla's
movie. Well, I had a long ass Sunday, too.
Oh, yeah?
I had a lot of shit
you
going
had an LAS?
Yeah. Alas.
We, first of all, I was supposed to go with just the slob. And then I knew Brandon wanted to go see it. So I'm like, this is the only chance he'll probably have to go. Because it's only up in one theater and one showtime. It's up at 9:30 every night, on one screen at the fucking Sunset 5, which is Robert Redford's theater over there. I got really ripped off bad with the parking once. I usually try not to go there because I don't trust their parking. But originally I just asked the slob. So then I'm getting ready to go, and I'm like, oh, let's see if Brandon wants to go. She's all fucking bent out of shape about this. I don't know why, because
she got bent out of shape that I went.
Yeah. Because the three of us have hung
fucking
out. Bitch. No, not at you. She wasn't like, fuck him. I was like, yeah, I asked him.
Fuck
she was
her.
Like, oh, I thought it was going to be just us. I'm like, who gives a shit? What the
bitch.
Fuck? What are we going to fuck in the movies? Who cares?
Yo, can I get a pull of this?
Yeah, of course. So we go in. You guys are, now listen, you're not going to believe. I know this is very, very unusual, but it does happen once in a blue moon. Brandon doesn't have any money. So I fucking paid for his ticket. Which is fine. I offered. It's, you know, whatever. I get a ticket. So she's... I don't know where this little motherfucker gets off because she ain't my fucking girlfriend. And
you did buy my ticket and not hers. That's fucking
hilarious. I've been treating her like shit for a long time. So, like, once in a while, we'll go out and I'll buy her a couple drinks and stuff. But, like, she better get off her little fucking high horse because she's starting to huff and puff. She got to pay for her fucking $13 ticket. Like, fuck you, lady. You know what? And when the fuck did you ever pay for me to go to the motherfucking movies? Not that we go all the time, but the last bunch of times we went, I fucking pay, so shut the fuck up. So there goes that. Now, I'd gone grocery shopping before, early in the day. I spent $70. I paid all my fucking bills on Sunday.
Thank you for the ticket, by the way.
No, yeah, it's fine.
It was nice.
They serve wine and beer at this place. I go to the fucking thing. Now they have two sizes. They have regular and like large size wine. I'm like, oh, I guess just give me the regular. Brandon gets a fucking what? What was it? IPA or something? What was that beer? It wasn't like no kind of like extravagant beer, was it? It wasn't the Bitburger.
It was whatever the. Well, it's a good German beer. But,
no, it was whatever, like average beer, right?
I said, like, do you got like Coors Lighter? I guess one like the cheapest. I just said, what's the cheapest?
Yeah, which I didn't care. I was like, anyways, two glasses of wine and a beer was $31 fucking dollars.
I'm going to give you
$31 fucking dollars.
You're making me feel bad now.
No. It didn't really show the prices on the fucking thing. I was like, how do you charge $10 for a glass? What is this, fucking 19 fucking 68? What? How the fuck do you charge $10 for a fucking glass of wine? And I was like, oh my God. So what am I going to do? Have the guy pour it back in the fucking bottle? I had to pay it. So like, I'm clearly losing track of how much money I've spent this day. And like, now things are messed up because now I started doing fucking, you know, I've been doing Uber and I kind of figured out how to do it and make a lot more money. So, I mean, not tons of money, but like, pretty good. A couple hundred fucking bucks, you know, like a week if I do good enough, which I generally do. So I'm kind of like, my money's like kind of changed. So I'm kind of like overestimating shit, you know, like I'm used to living on like a really fucking small amount, but now it's like I got a couple, you know, I got more coming every week. I'm like, oh, I got money. Fuck this. So then I go back and I get hungry. So I go get a fucking quesadilla for $10 fucking dollars. Yeah, I'll get a fucking quesadilla, which sucked. By the end, I get up the fucking next day. I had spent $70 to see this fucking, whoa, baby, to see this fucking movie for a quesadilla and a fucking couple glasses of wine and beer. $70 fucking dollars. Oh, and what was it? To a fucking, I don't know, parking was free. That's right. Parking was validated. So the fucking over by the time all my
that's not true because you bought the slob fucking tequila as well.
I did. You're right. I did.
Bought the slob tequila.
I did, and I bought Brandon a little fucking thingy. No, I didn't.
No,
that
you
was
did
it.
Not.
That was devastating.
Brandon actually had $2 to do that.
That's right. No, you hit $5. So he goes, dude, only $5 left. So he spends it on popcorn.
His
existential $5 that he's always down to, but he always has. But he spends it on fucking popcorn. So I guess you haven't eaten since Sunday. It's now Wednesday. Fucking bearded fool.
No, because they have like donuts and shit at work sometimes.
Oh, cool, man. That's how you stay so thin.
Shit like that.
You're picking out of the trash, probably, you fucking jizz bag. But yeah, so I spent way too much fucking money. Holy fuck! That movie, okay. I first saw Road Hard. It's Corolla's new movie, indie thing. You can buy it you can order it on, Direct or whatever? On the fucking.
There was fucking.
This is the second week. It opened last weekend. Like I said, one theater, one screen in town. It was only two other people walked in besides us three, like right when the fucking thing was started. I thought there was going to be no one in the theater. It's a pretty big fucking, what is it, 75 seats, 100 seats in there? Big.
It's really nice, too. Like, they really...
It's nice, like lazy boy chairs with fucking, they got tables, but it's way too much. I don't need that much fucking accoutrements at the goddamn movie. I don't need it. All right. But, when I saw it over the summer and when it was still like in kind of rough, it was in like rough cut mode, and like I really liked it, but it had a lot of fucking. I laughed and it had a lot of problems, and I'm like, oh, they gotta fix that, you know, like this. No, they fixed nothing. The script is a fucking disaster. There's really like no third act. It's like sort of the second act and like a semblance of the beginning of a third, and then it just ends. It's just like a bunch of just kind of random events. I'm just like, what the fuck. There's so much like bad care. Like the daughter is fucking horrendous. They put what's her name? They get fucking Ileana Douglas. They give her like funny lines.
I would date the daughter. I think
okay,
she's kinda
yeah.
Hot.
Actor, she's so. It looks like she's reading it right off a fucking cue card. I mean, she's like, "Do you want some coffee?" Like it was so fucking. And it was the first time I went in, I had such low expectations because I thought The Hammer was so bad, and I was in a theater packed with Corolla fans that laughed harder. I guess.
Fart Hammer.
It embellished. So it was fun. It was. I liked it. So this time I was expecting more because I was telling everyone how funny it was, and I figured they fixed all the shit. So, and I was like, the next morning I'm like, that fucking movie's terrible. Like, dude, there's a bunch of funny parts in it, and like that's it. It doesn't. There's no like some of its parts. There's no the character just goes nowhere. It's fucking. I mean, he goes somewhere, but he goes there with like no motivation, no real development. He just kind of goes, yeah, I quit. I don't understand. He gets hired on the Howie Mandel show. And like two scenes later, he's like, yeah, I quit. I'm retiring to do woodwork in fucking New Hampshire. Why would he do that? Didn't he just get that fucking easy-ass gig that was a multi-cam... It fucking makes no sense. It's a disaster.
It's like the end of a flight. Like when he could totally get out of it. And then he's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really aggravating. Like it's so fucking glaringly fucked up and like
there's
wrong. Like, why don't you fucking fix this?
There's a couple parts that are funny, but like...
It's funny. I mean, the funny parts are funny.
It seems, I swear, when I was writing, it was like every motherfucker who writes has a good first and third act, you know, and then it falls apart in the second act.
I have that, the second act is fucking hard, man.
It's always really hard to, I mean, if it's a short or whatever it is, it's always like the hard one, like to get that meat and potatoes kind of shit together.
Always had my, that's when I always
wanted
to quit.
Had an okay second act, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. The fucking third act, it was non-existent.
Yeah. And he just abruptly quit. There's not even like, there's barely even any like talk about him like, kind of being like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. I mean, like, obviously the whole thing is about how, like, grueling is, but you never actually hear him say, like, I'm going to quit and do some... How is he going to support his fucking... Whatever. It's a fucking...
I think because the chick had money, because her husband died. I mean, I'm, you know...
Yeah, he didn't have any money. That's why he had to go back on the fucking road.
Didn't.
No, I know, but I'm saying, would he just live off the fucking woman? That's great. Great message, Adam. Isn't that like the opposite of what... Whatever. Ugh, that annoyed me.
Yeah, I mean, that was... I had a, all right, so Sunday I get up, had a bowling tournament, and then I bowled in it with Big Mike, and we got third place, so it wasn't bad, and then Scott got first place, and then immediately after we went golfing.
I was going to say, there's no way you guys went golfing after that.
Then we went golfing, then I went back to work, then I came home, saw the movie, then I talked to this chick for a while. It was fucking, dude. Sunday, motherfucker. It was Sunday fun day.
That sounds like a blast, bud. So what's going on? When are you going to meet up with any of these chicks?
See, I'm getting to the part where I understand where you're coming from now.
Yeah, thanks.
Like, you hit shit off with people, and then it's like nothing happens with it. No, what I do is I do like 8 to 10 messages on one of these sites.
A day.
I do 8 to 10 messages a day.
Wait, that you get or that you send?
To, like, say, the same woman, okay? Once I hit, like, 8 to 10, I'm like, can you just text me? And I'll just send them my number.
Yeah.
And either they
call
do
me, maybe.
Either they do or they don't.
Cops shot them or they don't?
Yeah. Or they call me to suck my dick or they don't. They definitely don't.
Where's Josephine? it's ridiculous.
You talk to Joseph?
But, yeah, you got to get to the date so that then you can at least have some fucking good stories.
I know. Fuck.
Those were all my glory days when I was really going out.
I know.
Out
it's like I'm talking to these people on the phone and text.
Because no matter what, that's all you could say is even if it's almost better if it's a bad date because it's a mediocre date suck. The really bad ones or the really good ones where you got laid are fucking great. So it's almost like go for one or the other.
Either I get laid or I don't or the cops come here.
Yeah, it's one or the other, man. It'll make for, it'll give you his fucking show material. That's for sure.
God damn right. I was like Nickname Wednesday today. This is who I worked with. Doggy, Piss, Homegirl, Froggy, New James. You don't even know New James.
Can't wait.
And fuck, who else? But I mean everybody had a nickname and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, like what is going on? I'm like nickname giver guy.
Cool, man. You graduated from Flyer,
NGG.
Dude.
NGG.
You graduated. You're no longer the Flyer, dude.
I haven't made flyers in a while because we got like a company that does.
Didn't she never? Did she? Did I just completely make that up? She didn't even call you that. Didn't I just make that up doing an impression of her?
No, if I remember. No, she did say.
Oh,
that.
Did she? Okay, I can't remember if I just like.
No, we are. We were at like one of our meetings, the one where you had to leave because you were laughing because that chick looked just like Jana Michaels.
I don't remember that, man.
Yeah,
and, I remember that chick, but I don't remember laughing so hard.
Like you had to get up and go to the bathroom because you were laughing.
What the fuck?
And she's like, well, you know, you got Brandon like the Flyer dude. Like that was her thing. That's why you always said it.
She was so fucking obnoxious.
I hated her.
I hope she fucking got kicked by one of her fucking horses.
Fuck her mouth, bitch. Yeah. Wonder what she's doing now.
Probably fucking jerking off a horse. Didn't she own a bunch of horses or something? Probably trying to keep all the blacks away from her daughter.
Don't you... Do you have to? No, you don't jerk off a horse. It was in like a Jackass episode where like
you gotta like clean
you put, like,
inside.
A thing on it.
Anthony fucking talks about it. Oh no, that's to like make them. That's to like get like their fucking insemination cum. But you gotta like clean the inside like sheath of their dick. It's a fucking mess. You know what I was talking about. So we go to that thing. Me and the slob fight all night. She's just a fucking cunt.
I shouldn't.
I'm just like, why am I? You know, no, fuck it. I don't care.
There's a part of me. I'm like, maybe I should just let them go by themselves.
Why? Who gives a shit? Something. What are you worried about her feelings? Who fuck her? Who cares?
Well, I'm
she's some fucking broad. I don't give a shit.
I like talking to her.
Oh yeah. Well, if she got a problem, that's her fucking problem.
I wish I could videotape the interactions we have when, like, she stays over and you're not here. And like I'm in the living room or something, and she comes out, and we talk. It's so
really you hang out and talk.
Not really, but like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like it's so awkward, like the stuff. I'm like, hey, so what are you doing today? Kind of thing. She's like, yeah, I don't know, like this and that. And then she just after she took a shit or something.
Wait, she comes and sits on it, or you just catch her as she's leaving?
We kind of like just pass each other by.
Oh, how long does she fucking hang out here?
For a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Till what, like 9, 10 o'clock or like later?
No, way later.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did she do, just sit in my room?
It was like noon the last time.
Holy fuck, I didn't know that. Yeah. I leave at 7:30 in the morning. I don't know what this bitch does.
She goes in the bathroom for fucking half an hour and I'm sitting out here like, oh my God, I gotta piss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fucking A, I didn't know that. I thought she like got up and left like immediately.
And then like I go in there and like she obviously took a shit because that's why.
Oh, God damn it. Really? Yeah. Fuck, that's awful. Fucking A.
And did her makeup here for hours. And she does her makeup and shit like after she just took a shit. And I'm like, what are you doing your makeup for, honey? Like,
I mean, once you go home and do all that, what are you doing it here for? I'll say something. That's ridiculous. You fucking hang out all fucking afternoon, you fucking lazy bitch. Get your big ass out of here. Fuck her. Anyways. So I bang her. And then, like, immediately, I woke up the next day with like the worst, what do I call that? Post sex when I got a jerk off.
Mm.
The next morning, it
the
felt 8
hour jerk.
I hadn't had sex in what, like maybe at least a week. I hadn't jerked off in days. Actually, I saved it up.
Heterosexual sex.
Yeah. I fucking saved it up to fuck. So, as soon as I woke up, I swear, like not even hours after I fucking came. It felt like I hadn't even done anything. I was like, I need to fuck, like, terribly. So I started hitting up the handful, aka fish pussy. And I'm like, I'm going to pull I haven't pulled an old fucking twofer in a while where I did, you know, two chicks, two nights in a row. Which, actually, I haven't really been able to do since, I don't know, it's been a long time. But I really pissed off the handful on Sunday because I blew her off. We were supposed to go to the fucking beach. You know, I blew her off. We were supposed to go to the beach. And I woke up and it was all cloudy out. And I said, I'm not driving all the way there. Where's the sun? It's not fun to hang out when it's cloudy. So I didn't go. I ended up Uber driving because they had the LA Marathon and it was fucking sky high rates. And I didn't. Saturday night. Oh, okay, I got to backtrack just a second. Saturday at work at the bowling alley, I start drinking at like fucking 2. I start drinking at like 2. I was driving around and I stopped by the liquor store and I said, why not have some Jim Beam? So I got some and I just started fucking drinking at work. And I drank a whole fucking... I mean, I drank it over the course of the day, but like a day. But yeah, by like 8, 9 o'clock, I had like a steady buzz all day. But like, I'm already getting fucking tired at like 9.
I made you move all that shit?
Yeah, holy shit, fuck, that was brutal. That's the most physical work I have ever done in that fucking place. We had to move like an entire fucking like room. That was like 4 dudes worth of work. Whatever. So like, I'm fucking tired. Like 10:30... Because, like, you make all your money Saturday night on Uber, and I'm like, all right. And the first fucking 3 fares in a row all went, like, a block. It was, like, $5 fucking dollars. And, like, I'm, like, falling asleep. I'm like, fuck this. And I'm not doing this tonight. So I went to sleep. And then Sunday, I woke up all fucking full of piss vinegar, so I'm like, I'll drive. And then I was supposed to go to the beach with her, and it was shitty out, so I didn't go. And she was fucking pissed. Like, she just stopped talking.
You had, like, definite plans, like, hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have went. If it was nice out, I would have went. Absolutely. But,
Because, yeah, I saw you Sunday, like, you're bitching me out because I kept saying I had to go to work, and...
I wasn't bitching out. That's all I heard for fucking 9 hours. I was like, I gotta fucking be to work at, like, 11. Or I gotta be to work... No, you still gotta be to work at 9. I get up at, like, 10:30, and you're still, like, laying around in your fucking shorts with your fucking balls hanging out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, did you see my balls?
No. I wish. I tried. I got all this GoPro set up in here you don't know about.
Yeah, but...
So, long story short, I had to make up with her.
You want to see my balls, doggy?
No, I don't. I go over.
I'll pull them out right now.
No, get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Save it for your fucking POF conquest. okay. I can get into this a little bit.
Hear it, bud.
So we know she's... Now, I'm having problems with this chick sexually. It's hard to get it hard and shit. I don't know. I'm not clicking with her. For some reason, I don't know what it is. Dude, the fucking slob... The slob doesn't even have her fucking big fat ass out of her fucking...
Her ass... Okay.
Yoga
I'm
pants.
I'm starting to dig on the slob a little bit. Not like...
She's got a nice fat fucking ass.
But she's starting... Maybe she's losing weight. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, her ass in a thong. I bite my knuckles like I just saw a fucking like fresco for the first time. It's like holy shit, whoa, baby, digging tunnels.
Like it was the first time.
Yeah, so I go over to this chick's house. She just got out of the shower, so her hair. You know what I know? In a certain angle, and like kind of in general, she's short, but she's like kind of, you know, she's in shape. She's got huge tits. And she kind of looks like Daisy Fuentes' much less attractive younger sister. That's what she looks like. But who still looks pretty good. We're talking Daisy Fuentes. I'm telling you, I swear
talking,
to you.
Dog.
So, like, her hair's all fucking fluffy. And she's got, like, a spaghetti strap kind of shirt. It was fucking warm Sunday night. Jesus Christ, it was, like, fucking 70 degrees at, like, 9 o'clock. Sorry, everybody on the East Coast. But she's got this fucking thing on with no bra. And her fucking tits, they're like, floating like they're in zero G. I'm like, you don't have a bra. They're like two footballs in her shirt. They're like, she has fucking amazing tits.
I've not seen this.
She has fucking.
Angel yet.
She might have the best tits. I don't know. She could have the best tits of anybody.
Holy shit! Maybe
Lisa the nurse
angel.
When she was 19. I think she might have. It's close, but her fucking tits are And I'm not a titty guy, but I can't keep my fucking hands off her tits. So she's like, oh, I got this new like patio fucking chair thing. She got a big like. Not like a big, but like a patio, kind of like ours. But she's like up off the street. She's up like on the first floor, but because like our patio is like right on like the sidewalk, but hers is up. So we go out and we're like laying on the thing and just like talking, like kind of fucking around. And she's like getting on time and grinding. I'm like got her tits almost out of the shirt. And I'm just like, I can't get over this girl's fucking tits. So I'm fucking like, I had a.
Is she kind of tan? I mean, you said she's Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah, so she's got some color, but her skin is fucked. God, she's got bad skin. Oh, Jesus. That's the biggest. That's the fucking biggest. Besides the fucking stinky.
That's why you don't fuck me anymore.
Fucking fish in a garbage can in the fucking summertime, smelling puss. The fucking skin is horrible. So we go. Now I'm like worked up. So we go in a room. As soon as we start fucking around, I hear the stripper roommate come home, and she's like walking around and shit. It's like not a huge place, and it's wood floors, so there's a lot of echoes. So like I'm like fuck yeah, I know this chick's gonna hear it, which was fucking hot. So like.
You put more work in then? Just so that...
Well, I mean, I always put in work. It's just I have trouble because I don't... This chick doesn't... I don't know what it is. I just can't make a full... I just can't get a connection where I'm just hard.
Do you hear me when you're fucking the slot?
No, I don't hear... I got a fan. I got all kinds of fucking noise in there. I don't hear shit.
Because, I mean, I walk back and forth and I just hear like...
Well, yeah, you can hear it, yeah. No, I don't, like, hear, I don't hear nothing.
I hear... I'm like...
I take fucking care of that bitch.
All right. I dig it, though. Like him. I'm into it.
You should, man. It's fucking good. Why don't you call me sometime and I'll call you for a lesson? She does. So I said, can you drive stick? Boys in the hood, fuck yourself. I start giving this chick oral, and it looked like she kind of had something going on, like kind of a bush. Now, I don't mind. I've said many times, I don't mind a little. I like a little something. I like a fucking. In fact, I even told the fucking slob she should. I want her to expand her real estate down there. I want a little bit bigger of a fucking patch. I want a little widened out.
Has she?
Of course, she agreed. It's getting there. I like a little something down there. So like, I couldn't. Hers is deceptive. It goes down deeper than you'd think. Like
the bush or
yeah, pussy? Yeah. Oh, like okay. It wasn't a big hairy thing, but it looked like she kind of took care of it. There was something. So like, I don't get any fish this time. Somehow there was no fish smell this time. Everything was fine, and this chick gets really gushing, soaking, fucking wet like crazy. Nice. But kind of a little thick, like thicker than the slobs. The slobs are more like piss.
Like viscous.
A little bit, but not crazy, but like a little, just a little bit more substance to it.
Okay.
So I start giving her oral. I'm like, fuck it. Cause I'm trying to get like, I'm always like three quarters hard. I never have the whole fucking, like.
Even with her big ass tits, like that.
Yeah, no, it turns me on, but there's something. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I've had a very small handful of chicks like this, that, and there's no reason. I almost think I'm too much in my own head, and I'm like, why the fuck aren't you hard all the way? And I think I'm like fucking my own. It's almost like a pee shy thing. Like, why? I'm so nervous about not being hard that then I don't get hard. It's fucking like a self fulfilling prophecy. But I start giving her oral, and this chick's pubes. All right, get ready, everybody. A lot longer than they looked. And it's getting to the point where I'm really starting to go at her hard. That I'm not kidding you. I'm not making this up. Like, what does Jay Moore say? It's like, I never lie. I'm not lying about these stories. They're all true. The pubes were hitting the back of my throat and making me like choke. Like, it was like someone was like, had like taken cotton candy and made me open my mouth and was just dropping it as deep down into my mouth as possible. Like, it was like a raccoon's tail. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like choking on her fucking pubes. I was like, Jesus, fuck me. Anyways, I get hard, and we start.
We three quarters. We start
fucking.
Full?
No, I actually now I pulled it off, and I had a fucking mean rod going.
Why don't you just take some of the maca?
I don't need maca. I didn't know if I was even gonna see her. What am I gonna take it? Fucking. Oh, hang on. I gotta run home for a minute. The fuck.
You should just take maca anyways. We're gonna buy a fucking tub of it. Whatever. We're getting like a bulk.
Fine.
Supply of it. Some. Between Scott and Dude Bogues, we already spent $35 on a goddamn little canister of it. Why not just get the big tub and split it up?
You guys are fucking nuts.
just get that mock in you.
I will. So now we start fucking. And this, okay, now I've come to a conclusion because I have proof of practice. Don't fucking date. I don't care how hot they look. 99% of the time, do not date a chick that's super into fitness in the gym or is into yoga. Or, I don't know, MMA. Don't. Because they're fucking terrible in bed. They're way too fucking aggressive. They're way too fucking squirmy. They're fucking nuts. They're too athletic. This turned into a fucking wrestling match. She has this thing where I'm on top of her. She tries to, like, wrap her legs around me and get her ass off the bed. So like this entire time I'm in a push-up position. Fuck it, I'm hammering it. She's going fucking nuts, right? She's fucking coming like crazy and shit, which I'm loving because I know that fucking she's loud, and she's like, oh my god, my roommate's gonna hear me. And I was like, my dick went like it was gonna fucking blast. I was like, oh shit, I don't know why that's fucking true. That's fucking hot.
No, I get it.
If she wasn't a stripper, if her roommate was 300 fucking pounds or something, it wouldn't work. But like, she's a fucking scared. Because what if she comes knocking at the door and is like, you guys need help or something? That's like my fucking Cinemax 2 o'clock in the morning fantasy. But She won't hold still, and she's killing. That's why I'm realizing, like, I don't get a bone because I'm not excited about this chick, because like my brain forgets, but my dick remembers. Like, oh yeah, this is a real pain in the ass. Like this doesn't really work because she doesn't hold still. She's too fucking nutty, and the whole time she's trying to like climb. She's just fucking writhing everywhere. She's crushing me with her legs like fucking Famke Jensen in GoldenEye. I'm like, oh, she's hurting me, right? I'm fucking sweating. We are sweating our ass off. The fucking, it was hot. You know, it was hot in a room. And,
get in the tub.
Ha! Was Froggy here? Froggy walking? And she keeps, this, I don't know what this is. She keeps wanting my head. She gets me in like a headlock. And she keeps pulling my fucking head down into her, like her shoulder or into like the pillow. So now I'm like, I'm up like this, and my head's down. But she won't. I'm pulling it up so hard, like you can feel like my muscle shaking until I break out of it. And like 30 seconds later, she does it again. I'm like, how do you not see I don't like that? You keep trying to do this thing with my fucking head, or she'll pull me down until our foreheads are like grinding together. Like she pulls my fucking head into hers. Like she's super intense. I'm like, this is terrible. This is like a fucking UFC match. I don't need this. Like, I'm like, fucking sweat is like running off me. So like, it sucks. Like, she gets on top of me, it's pretty good, but it's like, why can't you lay still for even like 30 seconds straight so I can just fuck you like nature intended you to get fucked, lady? And then like, this is her MO now after three or four times of fucking.
H-O-M-O.
She likes to fuck for about 13 minutes straight. And then she basically tells me to come, like on command. She's like, okay, you ready yet? And I'm like, I can be, sure. Like, I was doing well. I was fucking her good. You know, everything was going fine. So then she makes me come, and then, like, 25 minutes later on the dot, she wants to fuck again. This I noticed now. This is the third time she did it. So this is her schedule. I'm not wired like that. I'm a long distance runner. I'm not a fucking sprinter. So I you want to fuck for 2 hours? Then I could do that. I can't fucking and be ready to fucking come. Even when I was 16, I couldn't do it. I'm not wired like that. I need a fucking full 8 hour recharge. I'm sorry. I can do it again in the morning. I can't. And then she gets really bummed and she starts like kind of busting my balls and I'm like, you're a fucking handful. You well, are a fucking pain in the handful. Ass. She's the handful. That's appropriate name. So it was nice to get laid 2 nights in a row, but and her tits are great. I love fucking blasting all over her tits, but just fucking oh my god. Ugh.
Did she give you a toothy blowjob or no?
No. No. Right. No, why would she do that? Why would she do anything to get you think she gives a shit about my fucking pleasure in bed? No, and that's her. Then I got in this whole thing. I went in and fucking. So the next day I was bored and I went in.
She didn't try to jerk you off, right?
No, she doesn't give a fucking shit. That's what's killing me, and that's another thing that's killing my boner.
Mojo.
I went on a fucking Yelp Talk, LA, if you want to read. It did very well. I got like fucking 80 fucking replies. And the title was like.
That young Yelp Talk, like.
It's like a message board.
That's it?
Yeah. For like your every
but
city
you don't
like
talk
has
about
one.
Like restaurants and shit. You just talk.
No, you talk about anything. It'll just it'll be like okay. Relationships, right. Sports, fucking you know movies, whatever. And like it, actually, a surprising number of chicks came to my aid because I'm like this chick doesn't give a fuck about me in bed. She just wants to fucking come like 9 times.
So your whole thread was about how this chick sucks in bed.
No, about how chicks that are into fitness and yoga and all, because it was the same exact thing with the goddamn Persian chick. She was like that too. She was super fucking wild. And they're just all fucking wound up, and they're too goddamn athletic.
Well, it's like yourself. I mean, so like you can't fuck somebody who's like you, is what you're saying.
No, I'm the fucking
dude.
Because
you get super
wound
up after you go to the gym and shit.
Yeah, I know, but when the chick's on top of me, I'm not fucking squirming all over the place and grabbing her, like throwing her fucking, you know. I'm not like physically throwing her on the bed and shit. It's like, come on.
You want more?
But I'm supposed to. No, I'm good. Because I'm the fucking. I'm a dom. I'm not
a fucking man.
You lay there and get fucked.
Yeah, you right.
Like you're supposed to. What's that like? It's left.
That's
so that's what happened. That really annoyed me. That really annoyed me. It's very fucking. It's very selfish to me. You know.
Yeah, but now, here's my thing: is she's like 28, 29? You said.
Yeah.
How is that Mexican chick?
28, maybe 29.
So she you know, she thinks she knows what she wants and. How to please a guy and things like that because she's this age.
No, I don't think she gives it. I don't think she gives a shit. I don't think she fucking cares about the guy at all. Because she's a very dominant personality. She's very alpha male. Mm. Okay. Even everything about her, all her stuff about how
alpha
she talks,
female.
How she's at work.
That's like Courtney.
Just
Bass.
Everything. Her whole like she'll just talk. Just from her talking and telling me stories, she's a very take charge fucking like.
You think she would? She's the kind of chick who would like put a strap on and fuck you with
no,
it.
No, not that far, but. All right. But more than your average gal. Like, what are you gonna do to me? And they fucking hide. That's what I want. You know, I want you like a fucking. You're a goddamn fucking baby deer, and I'm a wolf, bitch. You're gonna get fucking fuck. Fucking later and take it, you fuck. Sorry, I got carried away. But yeah. So it's a pain in the ass. It's such a catch 22 because you're like Luke. You know, why do you keep fucking this chick? We don't want to hear about it. Like, shut the fuck up, you know? That's my Mickey Rourke, I guess. But I can't help because of this
that,
girl's
like, your
tits.
Little, you said that was your little Hugo?
I love her tits, man. And she's cute. And, like, she's cute. And she's sexy. Like, she had these little fucking yoga, like, bicycle short things on with that spaghetti strap on. And as soon as she answered the door, I was like, oh, my God. Whoa, you are ready to get fucked. She's fucking hot, but God, fuck, her tits are fucking amazing. Great fucking tits, man.
So I don't see, where's the problem? It's just
I just said, in the field I just fucking
no,
said
No, I understand
minutes.
That, but I'm saying, like, just tell her to, like, fucking settle down.
You can't. You can't. That's like, you can't. It would take me 2 years of work, and I don't have that. And I'm just not that into her. Like, I don't have
There's
that much
so
in
many,
common
like,
with her.
Single and or married guys who are like, fuck you, Luke, right
I know.
Now, man.
I had
They're
a lot
so
of that. I had a lot of that in that thread.
Like Mike is like punching his fucking steering wheel. Like, yeah. I wish I had that.
I know. I actually got quite a few of those. They're like, you're fucking two chicks, and you're complaining about one. I was like, I know. I understand. But that's the life of a go-getter. Go-getter.
Nice, Doug. Love that.
But you know what? What the fuck? Then I'll have a dry spell, and I won't fuck anything for months. But like right now, you know, the old Luke's on a little bit of a fucking upswing. You know what I mean? Okay.
That's because you're the 315 kid.
Here's something. I almost
all this happened once you became the 315 kid.
Well, you know, it puts a little fucking stock in yourself. But I'm back down to the 295 kid, so fuck it.
All right, that's still decent.
No, not for me. Here's another thing. I almost don't want to tell you this. I was really hesitant.
All right.
So Sunday night, I sleep like shit. Of course, my sleep has been fucking. I wake up every day like I was in a fucking like I'm in Marines training. You know, and they wake you up at fucking. You have a grueling day, and you go to fucking bed at 12, and they wake you up at fucking 3 to start. This is how I feel every like fucking Navy SEALs. Day. I feel like shit. I toss. I can never get a full sleep. Shit. Whatever. Anyway, so I'm tossing and turning all night. And at one point, I'm laying there, and now the whole time the slob, I was fucking pretty hot, so I hardly had any blanket or anything on me.
You're always pretty hot, bud.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Man. That explains that little fucking bulge in your little underwear when you walk by.
You don't gotta be like that.
Looks like a little acorn in your shorts. I'm laying there, so she's like wrapped up like a taco. Like she's got the fucking, she's on her side, and she's got the blanket completely wrapped around her, so she's totally confined in the bed.
Bitch.
And I'm laying there, and I'm like, I'm kind of falling asleep, and I very, very distinctly feel something. It felt like her grabbing like the end of my pinky, like just the top of my pinky, like two fingers on both on the sides, like kind of pinching it, grabbing it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was her, and I look, and she's laying, totally fucking. You know, it wasn't her. Her arms were in the thing, and I was like, okay, that was kind of weird. So I fall asleep. I get up to take a piss, and I'm fucking. Every morning, every night, I wake up either three or four, and I'll be wide awake for like. Sometimes it's even worse, but it's usually at least a good 5-10 minutes. I'm fucking, and then I freak out. I'm like, oh my god, I'm wide awake. It's the middle of the night.
I'm wide awake.
Now I'm gonna fuck my whole. It fucks me all up. Okay. So I get back in bed, and I'm fucking. I'm like wide awake. I'm just laying there, like, please get tired. What's it on my fucking... On my middle finger, it was like someone took... I very distinctly felt nails. It was acrylic nails, like a woman. So like took two fingers and like poked me really hard in the middle of like the back of my knuckles. It was like that fucking hard. Like my hand like moved. Like I really felt it. And I was like, what the fuck? And I looked and again, she's turned over completely. Her arms in a thing like in a fucking taco. And I was like, holy fuck, like what in the... I've never seen any like paranormal shit in this apartment. I've never... Nothing weird.
Yeah, but maybe you're just dreaming it, dude.
No, I was wide awake. This time I was wide awake. I just got up to piss and I wasn't... I just said I was freaking out because I'm like, fuck, I'm going to be up all night now because I'm wide awake. And like it wasn't like a little thing. It wasn't like it could have been a breeze. It was so... It had like a pointy tips like it was nails. That's why I thought it was her again. Because she's got fucking acrylic nails.
Right.
But it fucking hit, it was two fucking fingers, like making a fucking, like a snake's fucking fangs. Okay. And then just like tapped me really hard on the fucking hand. And like I was sitting, my hand was like on my leg like this. I mean, I had my eyes closed. My hand was on my leg and I didn't even have any covers on me. I was like, wow, that was fucking interesting. Oh, great. Fucking great. That's wonderful.
That's that witch, that ghost.
And then I realized that there's been a bunch of nights. And usually when the slob is here, because she's so fucking, such a big, fat, fucking piece of shit, fucking pig. She takes up so much of my bed. This fucking elephant cunt. And she tends to sleep right in the middle. I'm a side sleeper. And I usually sleep about in the middle of my bed. She sleeps in the middle of the bed. So I gotta fucking crawl all the way to the, way off to the side of my bed. So like my elbows are almost hanging off. And like a lot of times my arm will hang and drape completely like outstretched off the side of the bed. And there's been more than once something has like slapped my hand or hit my hand. But it would be one of those things where I was kind of tossing and turning like half asleep. So I couldn't, I was like, did that just happen or did I dream that? You know what I mean? I didn't even realize until I was like, that's happened like a lot. Happened a bunch of times.
I think you're dreaming it, bud.
Maybe that one, but I'm telling you. I was wide awake for these two. I was fucking totally awake. I mean, it was late at night, but like I the second one, I'd gotten up and taken a piss, and I was like, I've said for the third time, I was afraid I wouldn't be able to fall back asleep. That's how fucking awake I was. Like I could have fucking read like the newspaper. So that was that's great, that's wonderful. But you know, the weird thing was, I wasn't even like, I'm the biggest fucking. I'm such an overactive imagination. I'm terrified of like ghosts or any kind of shit. Fuck it. I can't read scary stories while people sleep. I wasn't even like scared really. It was weird. I wasn't like. I didn't feel like any kind of like malevolent presence. Maybe it's like
your grandmother just telling you like, don't be with this chick.
Well, if she was watching, she got a fucking show that night because I gave it to that big fat fucking booty hoe. Fuck the shit out of her.
Did you really?
Fuck. They always do. Come on, dude.
No, I know. But
don't
like
fucking that. Disrespect me.
Yeah. She was being. That's a like real asking
Michelangelo, did you fucking paint today? Huh?
She's being a real fucking pain.
She is. She's a fucking twat. I can't stand her, but that was weird. So that was.
Bruce says that you're gonna definitely end up with her. That's his thought.
No,
and he not. Says that you're.
Yeah, because 5 years later, I really
that you're upset about it. That's who you're gonna end up with.
What the fuck does Bruce know? I really you take fucking Bruce's word. Like,
no, I'm just telling you what he said.
All right. Well, Bruce is wrong.
How does Bruce talk?
I gotta hang out with him more. I almost got him.
He's got. He's got like. He
talks. Has a little kind of like talk on the side of his mouth. It's like when he talks. He's like Rob Basic. His head's always kind of turning, like he's gonna like. It's like,
no,
like
that's a Buffalo
his
thing.
His head cocks and his shoulders come up as he's talking.
That's a Western
it's like,
New York
yo,
thing.
I don't know.
Every
motherfucking
guy from Western New York does the exact same thing. When you talk to them at a bar or wherever you are, they do like they talk to you, but they're like this. They like look around you. Like every motherfucker, like that dude who Christian Fionn, the DJ who dated Remy, he did that same shit to me. That Murders Dave did that same shit to me. All these. Even Dude Bogues will pull that shit on me. Like, they'll do, like, and I realize I do the exact same thing. I don't know what it is. It's a very, like I said, Western New York fucking thing.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's like, I could kind of, like...
like, if you that. And I are at a bar, these
making
store,
out.
We're talking, we both do. We both, like, look around each other to see what else is going on. That's just the thing.
I guess. It's just a weird, I don't know. Yeah, it's just a, yeah.
I'm telling you, next time you hang out with somebody from Buffalo or Rochester, see what they do, because that's exactly
is
what
Bruce from Rochester, or is he from, like, one of those little offshoots?
No, he's from Rochester.
Oh. Rochester proper?
A little fag.
Yep.
All right, so did you read this Dorian Flower script?
Oh, my God. All right. This fucking thing. I've never been so entertained. I was laughing out loud.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
I think Brandon teased this a couple episodes ago about Dorian Flowers, the guy that changed.
It was last episode.
Weird. Was it last one? Fucking, it's like it's 20 pages. I had a feeling it was gonna be good, but like I wasn't even halfway down the first page. It's like overflowing with like grammatical errors and like the there's kind of a language and a format to a screenplay out the window on this. I mean, it's like it's formatted like. Technically, like physically formatted, right? Like, for example, between every single scene, he writes over on the far fucking right margin, he writes cut to, and then it gives like interior donut shop or whatever. You don't write cut to. Everyone gets it. When the scene ends in a house, and then the next scene is in a fucking...
Like a shooting script, you would write cut to.
Well, then you wouldn't.
Yeah.
If it goes from one location to the next, there was obviously a fucking cut, for fuck's sakes.
Mm.
Yeah, it'd be like you know, like,
you like six
okay, cut? Well, I'm leaving. Jimmy leaves. And then next scene, interior grocery store. You don't have to cut to the grocery store. We understand. So he wrote this between every single fucking transition. It's a fucking, okay, here's, from what I could gather, of 20 pages, which is a very odd amount of time, it's either fucking, you know, 3 to 5 minutes or like 30. Like this really, you know, 20 minutes is pretty stupid. It's these people. It's in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
They own a weed store in Colorado. And the entire story, it's two chicks and like just some kind of stoner dude that works there. Okay. What's the name of it? It's called, was it Sierra? Hang on. What's the name of this?
No, her name's Seattle.
The name of the screen, like Jackie Brown, it's based on this tough female character. And her name is Seattle Douglas. That's the character's name. Seattle Douglas. She don't take no shit. So Seattle Douglas owns a weed store with like this very uptight, kind of neurotic coworker named Amy and this other stoner dude guy.
I think he's just a worker. I think he writes good female characters, to be honest with you. Like, come on. Come on, bud.
Are you fucking out of your mind? We read the same script, right?
Yeah.
Do you think this is how women talk to each other? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, then I'm wrong.
The most obtuse dialogue I've ever seen between two women.
Great word, obtuse.
It's not even the most ignorant fucking fat drunk factory worker guys in the work fucking break room didn't talk to each other like this fucking chick and this other girl talked to her. She walked in and be like, "Hey, what's up, fucking cunt?" And like, Amy gives her two double fingers, and Seattle's like, "Hey, bitch, where the fuck is in the fucking goddamn fucking drugs? Fucking, I'm not kidding you. It's peppered with F words, nonstop. They talk like two fucking football players.
Can you please? We gotta get Dude Bogues and you to shoot this.
All right, I'm getting to that.
All right.
So here's the point of this. The dialogue is beyond. Here's the thing.
The plot is ludicrous.
The thing is so bad, it's good. By page three, I'm like, this is like The Room. Like, this is The Room bad. The Tommy Wiseau movie, The Room. It's that bad and bizarre. There's no like motivation for any of like the dialogue. The thread of the story is weed is about to become legal in Colorado. And for some reason, the woman that owns the weed shop, they're all very trepidatious about this giant day because they're going to get swarmed with customers. They're going to be so overwhelmed they won't know what to do with themselves. But she owns the business. So why would she be worried or bothered about that? We never get to it. In 20 pages, all they do is talk about, like, days go by. And they're like, yeah, Wednesday, the fucking law's going to pass. It's going to be crazy in here. And they're just terrified of it. They'll be like, yeah, it's going to be fucking great. Like, people should just be smoking pot, you fucking bitch. Shouldn't they, you cunt? And she'd be like, yeah. Why don't you go fucking stick a joint in your pussy, LOL and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? It's fucking beyond bizarre. It's the craziest fucking thing I've ever read. So it builds to this whole thing, and then it never happens. It just never, it's like, yeah, well, tomorrow's the big day. And then the final scene is like some guy, it never explains who he is or where he came from. What's his name? It's Mr. Hang on, what is it? He's got a great fucking name.
It was the owner. The owner of the
this guy's never, yeah, but he's never, it never talks about
like
him
Sam
before
or something like that.
No, this guy's name is, hang on.
And Luke's.
By the way, this is printed on like really expensive cardstock paper, which is very weird. This guy's name is Mr. Freely. It goes to this bizarre fucking
Ace Freely
into your house day. Mr. Freely is seated on the couch in the living room with his girlfriend. They're passing a joint amongst each other. Each other is one word. With a glass of whiskey and a glass of wine on the table as they wait for morning news to come on TV. So that's how it's spelled and everything. It's all fucked up. There's no explanation of who this guy is or why he's here. I don't know if he, like, did he only get to page 20 and there's supposed to be more and he hasn't finished it? Or is this supposed to be the whole... No, it says the end at the end. It says the end. So there's no description. So this guy and this, like, hot chick... It's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and they're waiting for the news to come on to announce fucking weed has been legal, and then the guy's just like, "What does he say?" Here's the dialogue. It's only a page, okay? Mr. Freely to his girlfriend, "You know, baby, one day a guy wanted to sell me a joint for $30 million. Oh, by the way, 97%, every single line of dialogue in this thing ends in an exclamation point. The entire thing. It's all, everyone's yelling, I guess. Of course, that ends in exclamation point. $30 million. Mr. Freely's girlfriend stares at him as she passes the joint to him. Oh, no, okay. His girlfriend stares at him as she passes the joint. And he goes, yeah, I'm serious. The girlfriend reaches for her glass of wine while Mr. Freely takes a puff on the joint. She says, did you buy it? Which has a question mark and an exclamation point. So I guess she screamed that at him. As in, do you want some coffee? And Mr. Freely says...
It's coffee?
Mr. Freely says, I told him I didn't have it at the time. The girlfriend uses her glass of wine to toast with Mr. Freely's joint before they take a sip. The end. What in the... What? What? Number one, was that supposed to be a joke? I don't get it. Who the fuck are these characters... Why are they watching every scene? Everyone's just smoking weed. I like the one part. He's like, the people in the town are excited about the news. He goes, people walking around in shirts like, and he goes on to explain like 17 different shirts that have like clever fucking pot slogans. I guess the entire fucking town smokes weed, everyone. And he goes like, people walking around with glazed eyes and big smiles on their face. And then like at the end of the paragraph, he goes, and with Broncos and Brooklyn Nets jerseys. I was like, why? Why? It's the craziest. I was fucking laughing. The one time I had like tears in my eyes. I was laughing so fucking hard. It's so fucking stupid and ridiculous. And it's like, I almost want to like shoot it and have the actors like either read the dialogue completely wrong.
I want you guys to shoot
just
it
like,
so bad.
Just have them like first take. Don't tell them anything about it. Just have them completely read it off cue cards. Not only that, but read it like the actual way he wrote it with the mistakes and everything and have him try to figure it out. Would be fucking either that or just have him deliver it like purposely really smartassy. And then like almost and then some parts of it where it's really insane, have like a little split screen where it shows the actual like text of the fucking script on the side of the screen so you could read it and see how fucking insane it is.
Well, I like that.
No, it would have that. A whole disclaimer at the beginning. It would be like, this is a script that we found from some asshole that thought this was good. Like, it's so bizarre, we wanted to show you and actually shoot it and see how it would look. Because it was, I don't know, I couldn't stop reading it. I was like, this is the greatest slash worst thing I've ever read. Oh my God, it was fucking great. I like the security guard character. For whatever reason, here's another thing. If you've read, like, scripts or anything, for some reason, like a classic... like first time, like either early scriptwriter or even early filmmaker. If it gets to
dude,
that
he's
level.
Not early scriptwriter, man. He's got 12 things registered. At
oh, cool, ready cool. To go. Well, people that don't know what they're doing, I think they think it's like reality when the character orders food or something and gets super specific, and they have to put all this. It'll be like a phone call. It's always with food a lot. I've noticed it'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the restaurant. It's like, waiter comes to the table. Waiter, what would you like? And the guy's like, I want clams, but I want to make sure the clams are the right. I want them shucked over easy and turned over and cooked to a light brown. And I also want, it'll go on like pointlessly about how they want their food. And it's with pizza. I'm like, yeah, let me get a pizza with the extra cheese and anchovies and give me a fucking double sausage and some pineapples and shit. It's like, who gives a shit? Why is this so fucking specific? They'll do that. They'll do that all the time. It's like a classic, like
yeah,
doesn't
but
know
I,
they're
I mean,
doing
I'm
writer.
Specific, doggy. Like when I talk about places that we've been to or things in Depew, like I'll be like, "Oh, Walden and Transit."
I'm talking about a script.
Well, I mean, you read Black Trans Am. Was I super specific?
I don't remember. I didn't read a chapter and fucking verse, and two other people wrote it with you, so probably not. But it's just a thing. They'll always do that, and they got to inflect so much of like. It's so funny, and it's so specific about, like, weed and different... There's, like, half a page of wasted of, like, people, like, of descriptions of the weed, and then people, like, ordering and talking about the weed that has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, yeah, it's like Skywalker OG. And shit like that.
And it's all, like, the jokes are just, like, they're all just bad, like, so I'll smoke that later, and then I'll jerk off. And I'll be like, everyone in the thing laughs. It's like, wow, that was a good one. And there's a security guard character, and for some reason, every like... progressively worse imagined character, which are probably based, he must have worked in a weed shop, they're probably all based on real people, and be like, yeah, this would be great because I know all these crazy people that came in. I imagine this is how Dorian Flowers
buys his weed from Mike.
I imagine this is how Dorian Flowers talks. Oh, I don't know. But everyone comes in, there's like this security guard character, and every character that comes in has to walk in and like have some kind of interaction with them. Like old man Roberts walks in, he's a cool old dude, he shakes hands and fist bumps with the security guard. Everyone that comes in has to be like, say what's up to the security guard guy. I'm like, why? Who is this guy?
Well, you do. Okay, because, all right. The only thing I'm not trying to defend the guy, but...
He writes female characters well. I can't... Well, your fucking mind is going. You're really getting fucking...
You think
roasted.
So?
Yeah, your brain's getting pickled with this fucking alcohol. Because right. You're really fucked up now.
All right.
You can't even break a script down. I mean, I'll read you one of the interactions.
I can't write a female character.
You can write one better than this? I guarantee you could. I mean, no woman in history have talked like this. What's the one where she's like the police ride-along one? Where the fuck is that? About how she's banging that cop? And she's like, yeah, I know you're going to get a ride-along. What did she say? She goes, you know, I was all stressed out, and I was this is two females talking. She's like, and I talked to Robert's wife, and she gave me some good advice. You know what she said? She said, I need some dick in my pussy. That's the actual fucking dialogue. You think that's a well-written character? You hear that's how you hear women fucking talk? Where the fuck did you grow up in a fucking... fucking brothel with fucking Richard Pryor. Fuck you. Fuck. Anyways, it's a fucking, I wish everyone could read this because it's fucking, I'm telling you, it is fucking hysterical. I loved it. I was fucking, my fucking mind was running wild. I was like, I'm going to shoot this fucking thing. Even just like one page, like it's just, it's so fucking crazy. And like it's beyond, it's beyond amateur to the point where it's just like awesome. It's like otherworldly. It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Red.
I'm dealing with him on Friday, man.
Why?
Oh, no, yeah. Keep that script here. I want Dubose to read it.
This is awesome. Yeah, we got a rough cut of fucking.
What if we make one of the, what's the guy's name? Mr. Ridley?
Who?
The fucking guy at the end of the script.
Oh, yeah.
What if we make that Kirk Fox?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. What's the newscaster dialogue is so like, when is the last time this guy watched the news? Like 19 fucking 71? It's so fucking anachronistic. What the fuck? What are they saying? What is it?
You want the light on, son?
No, I can see. What? This guy treats this thing like the fucking, like this weed law getting passed is like, it was like 9/11. Like it's like 24/7 coverage. Like every single person everywhere is talking about it.
Well, if you knew this guy, like it would make sense.
I know that's the best part. That's why it's so fun. It's just like, focused on this guy's weird, fucking juvenile pot fantasies. I love it. She goes, more details to come right after Maury. And spelled Maury, M-A-U-R-I. What a fucking jackass. I don't get this joke. One day, a guy wanted to sell me a joint for $30 million. He says, yeah, I'm serious. And she says, did you buy it? And he says, I told him I ain't have it at the time.
Dude is Kirk Fox.
That's the end. I told him I ain't have it at the time. I mean, I don't just walk around with $30 million. You know, in my pocket just to buy a joint. I think that's way too much money. I can just go and buy a beer and then drive away with it and not drink it with the people I just worked with.
What's going on with you, man?
Huh?
You getting chubby or what?
No, what the fuck's that supposed to be?
Saying, come on.
What are you talking about?
Do some more cardio, son.
Fuck you, dude. I will when I fucking beat you. Man, there's a fucking rough cut of, so we shot Gay Batman and
yeah, you were talking about this and like it, that really like
it's just it's, I don't know, it just didn't we were it was one of the hardest we ever laughed. Like every fucking take, like everyone's trying not to laugh. It was so fucking funny and like it looks fucking, I mean we say this like a lot of the times, but like it looks fucking insane. It looks so fucking good, like the light, everything, it just looks awesome. Like the camera moves, it looks like a fucking movie. But it's just not that fucking funny. I'm like, how is it? He's like, I don't know. He's like, it's not really funny. And I was like, what? And I watch it. And I'm just like, oh, man, I don't know. It's missing something. I don't know what it is. There's something off about it. It's not terrible, but it's not like, I thought this thing was going to be fucking hilarious. And it's just kind of like, eh, it's entertaining to watch. It's got some funny parts. I don't know. I guess people have to watch it, but. It's so fucking weird how that works. How could it be that funny on paper and then not come out? You know? I don't know.
Well, I thought that about the Alexander Graham Bell one.
I still thought it was really funny.
And then it just didn't come out right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I'm a weird writer. I got turned down by Fitzsimmons again, motherfucker. Brought me back today because he keeps talking about how he's writing this thing. I'm like, let me come hang out in the writer. I just want to see how a writer's room works. Like I told him, I'll fucking come, I'll buy everybody fucking Starbucks, and I just want to hang out and see how it works. I'll fucking pick up your lunch. I'll fucking anything you need picked up, I'll go get it. You don't have to fucking pay me. I just want to hang out in there. And he's like, no, yeah, we can. It's like a WGA thing. I'm like, I said I'll do it for free. I even sent him an email. I'm like, no one even has to know I'm there. Don't even put my name down. I just want to fucking come. Fuck. Nothing. Can't get nothing going. I guess I'm glad I didn't quit yet. I gotta get out of that place. I gotta get out of there. I can't. Because someone's just gonna hit me up. Something's gonna catch me. Be like, yeah, come in tomorrow. I'm like, fuck, I can't. I don't know.
Don't. All right, doggy.
No. Cool, thanks, man. What's going on? What else you got? What's you got anything?
The last time I went golfing, there was like a golf philosopher there. Okay. Like Shoal Canyon, which is like Glendale, like right before you hit the two. It's right there. And we get done, and George hit a hole in one. It's like, okay, great. You know, let's have a beer, celebrate it.
Yeah. You should have one, man. Once in a while, it's good to have a beer.
Come on, dude. You don't got
to. It's good to have a beer.
You know,
you don't have to stay there and drink it with everyone.
You just put it in your pocket and walk away. In your shitty fucking tennis shirt.
You can take it and leave and drink it anywhere. That's what's nice about them.
So, we're sitting out there outside, like, the pro shop, whatever. And this guy is talking to a child with his dad there about, like, well, when you're hitting, like, a 110-yard shot, do you like to use your 9-iron? And what goes on? What goes on in your head when you want to use that club? And the kid's like, I don't know. Like, I just, you know, want to hit it like the right distance.
How old is this kid?
He had to be like fucking 10, 11 years old.
Okay. He's a good kid.
And he, the golf philosopher was like, well, you know, that's a good thought, you know. But just, hey, when you're out there, what you got to do is remember, hit it clean. Hit it pure.
What the?
Put that ball on the green.
Be the ball, Danny.
Like, what the fuck is going on, man? Like, how much does this fucking guy make from, like, you know, judging kids and shit like that? Like, that's awful. You know, I'm saying it's like, that's a weird career to have. Is like, you have to tell people.
So wait, like, he's a golf coach, like an actual golf coach, or does a kid's dad give him advice?
He's a coach / therapist.
How do you know?
That's what it seemed like.
Well, I don't think you have two jobs, isn't it? One or the other, ain't it?
No, I mean, he's talking about, like, the kid's golf game. And he's like, oh, your 7-iron, your 8-iron, this and that. And then he's like, but in your head, you have to kind of concentrate and just aim for 130 on
well,
those.
That's kind of true, isn't it? It's a lot of mental shit, ain't it? I don't know. You know more about golf than me, man. I'm just talking about my ass.
No, I mean, it is. It was very odd. Let's say that.
What about Odd Future, your favorite rap band?
Fuck them, man. Fuck those fucking guys, man. Come on, bud. Eat my ass out. Pricks. Odd Future. If I could ever read one more fucking article in LA Weekly about them.
I haven't seen one in a while, thank God.
Well, wait till next week. What's your song of the week, doggy?
Remember that band, The Darkness? They were fucking awesome.
Is it like a?
I still fucking love them. I every like 8 months or something, I'll put that album on. I'm like, fuck this. They're so good. They were fucking. It was just a great, corny, weird, fucking gimmicky rock band. But the track two is called "Get Your Hands Off My Woman, Motherfucker." And the scream at the fucking end is so good. He does it till his voice cracks. The guy fucking ruled. They're great, man. They're such fucking weirdos. I fucking love that song.
They don't still make music?
They're such a... No, they broke up because they got... I think admittedly in like interviews and shit, like the minute they like got famous, they just went fucking bananas and like the singer turned into a fucking huge coke fucking fiend and shit. They all just got like turned into drug addicts and beat the shit out of each other and like broke up. Like immediately. But yeah, apparently that's what happened. But it's fucking so... Half the album is amazing. Like... There's like 10 tracks and like 5 or 6 are like really fucking good. The other ones are like eh. But they're fucking good. They're fucking good, man. They're good musicians. Good guitar players and shit. I love a fucking British singer when you can hear their British accent. I fucking love that. I don't know why.
Do you like Arctic Monkeys?
I don't know if I ever heard them.
All right.
I don't know them. I thought you had a song by them like once or something, didn't you?
I did, but it wasn't the right song that you played.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking of a shot. I'm trying to find like more stuff again. I'm getting one of my fucking jags.
Arctic Monkeys are pretty fucking good.
I don't know.
Mm.
I went to the zoo, but I never saw any.
Oh, come on, man.
Fuck, there was something else I was going to talk about. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
Probably what do you got, doggy?
I don't know. You got anything?
Weird silence.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's it. What time is it? Fuck, I can almost make it to fucking Flappers. My fucking Santa's been lagging, man. I've been only going like once a week. I did all right last time. I had a really offensive retard joke.
Oh, it's good, though. I like it.
Yeah, I like that one.
You can make it Flappers, Dougie.
I don't have to, like, leave this second. I don't even, like, have a set together. I'm writing a whole bunch of shit. I know I should go. Fuck, I haven't gone in a long time.
Yeah, just use your old shit.
Yeah. That's what they really want to hear. Didn't she do something really dumb? What the fuck did she... What did she do? Bald Spot Lady. Or we just sound like we were making
Bald
fun
spot
of her.
Lady.
We were like laughing our asses off.
That should be a song.
We were making fun of fucking
that
everybody.
That should be a fucking song of the week.
Fuck, what did she... God damn it. There was something like really... Like where we said something really funny about her or something. We were fucking dying. We were like fucking shaking. We were like laughing so hard. Just making fun of her. Mike's fucking falling asleep. Hey, dude, I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of a better comedy show. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot that Dude Bogus' chick brought me another fucking, another lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah.
Because she's the one that hooked me up with the handful.
Yeah, you're right.
And she brought this really tall, gangly, she looked like...
Tattooed thighs.
Yeah.
Who has tattooed thighs? That sucks.
She had these like really high cut-off shorts, but they weren't showing anything off. She had like a pancake ass and like scrawny legs. She looked like fucking Davey Havoc from fucking AFI. Looked like his sister, I guess. But even Bokes chick is like, yeah, she has like zero personality. I was like, yeah, I kind of figured that. But that went absolutely nowhere. I mean, she said like two words to me. I was talking the whole show because like she had her sit right next to me. But I had like seven people show. Everybody fucking came. That was awesome. Murderous Dave from Buffalo, and I had a good fucking chunk of people. Maybe the most people that ever came to see me, I think, that I can think of.
Why is that guy Murderous Dave? That guy's fucking boring.
Because he's a fucking MMA fighter. He can like rip your face off.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to fuck
him. I think it was like a goof. I think because he was like such a sweet kid, they started calling him Murderous or something. I've known him because he was like 12. That little fucking little fog. He's a New York City cop. Okay. Dude, it's not like I'm joking. He's driving with a fucking cop in his trunk. I don't know. I don't know who's dead. I don't know who's alive. I don't know who's caught. I don't know who's not. Oh, I know who's dead. He knows about it. He's fucking pissed. All right. I got to see. I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs in a while. I got to see that again.
Oh, no, no. We're going to see it when it's, like, playing.
Yeah, it shows constantly. Yeah. All right. Well,
All right, little fogs.
Here's that song. I don't know. We had a better episode last week. I need to work out before I fucking... I got to work too late because of this shithead.
Stop. Why was it a bad episode?
I didn't say it was bad. I said we had a better episode last week.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. I think we had more stuff to talk about.
It was
a more adventurous week last week than this week. What do you want? They can't all be fucking gold. I didn't fucking say it was bad.
You fucking asshole.
I hate when you fucking do that.
I hate you.
It's always the worst case scenario fucking Brandon. I never said it was bad.
Okay, then call me that. Worst case scenario Brandon, motherfucker.
I just did.
Sorry.
What is it? WCSB. It's always the it's like hey, that shirt's weird. Like, what the fuck? What do you mean? I look like a fucking piece of shit scumbag in this shirt, and I fucking everyone fucking hates my guts, and I should kill myself. It's like, no, I didn't say that, fucker. All right, whatever. Go fuck yourself.